The Steve Gruber Show, American values with Midwestern common sense.
After it's the Steve Gruber Show, stevegruber.com, 888-900-9966. Now, while they're celebrating in Philadelphia this notion of unity, and the media for the largest portion of this is completely ignoring what's going on in the streets of Philadelphia. By the way, CNN, the highest rated network of all the networks for opening night. Fox News came in third. Now, why do you think that is of the cable outlets? CNN was first, MSNBC second, followed by NBC, ABC, and then Fox. Fox third and cable fifth overall. Now, why do you think that is? Yeah, well done. But here is one thing that is going on a little bit. There's a little bit of honesty out there. You can find shreds of it. CBS News, one of their reports, headline on CBSNews.com, Bernie Sanders supporters stage walkout, protest outside convention. That part's true. When Bernie Sanders offered his official nomination of Hillary Clinton for the presidency, dozens of Bernie or bust delegates rejected, in fact, hundreds. Even as Sanders called to move that Hillary Clinton be selected as the nominee of the Democratic Party. I mean, and what a sellout. What is he going to be like, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development? What a sellout. 12 million votes that we're never going to count. And I can't find much of anything I agree with Bernie Sanders on, except maybe trade, because I don't like the TPP plan, the way it's put together, or very little we know about it. Other than that, I have no common ground with Bernie Sanders, except to say this. Democracy matters. Your vote matters. The sanctity of that vote matters. Honesty and integrity matter when it comes to polling in America. That's the bottom line. I may win some elections, I may lose, but I better damn well do it fairly. You know, if I get outvoted by people that are uneducated and don't know what's going on, well, that's the way it's going to be, but it better happen fairly and honestly and with integrity, and I mean that. There is no easy over there. I mean it for you, too. Of course I do. I want you to vote, too, unless you're voting for the wrong person, at which point just stay home. Let's see here. Hillary Clinton's campaign is bracing for the possibility of more damaging emails being leaked to the public, and she should be, because Julian Assange is promising it's coming. Julian Assange of WikiLeaks says a lot more material is coming on the U.S. elections. Speaking in a CNN interview following the release of 20,000 emails stolen from the Democratic National Committee, possibly by Russian hackers, but nobody's sure about that. It's a good distraction, though, for the Democrats. Well, yeah, but look, the Russians did it. It doesn't change the fact that you weasels wrote this crap. Racist, anti-Semitic, anti-woman, anti-black, anti-Hispanic. All of these emails written by the Democrats and the DNC and their top officials, the top seven. And the defense from the Clinton campaign, well, we don't work with the DNC. Really? That's what you're going to try to tell us. You don't work with the DNC. Well, Assange says that it's coming from the Russians for their part. Dmitry Peskov, a Kremlin spokesman, says, this is just usual fun and games of the U.S. elections. We have nothing to do with this. It does raise the question, says Julian Assange, about Hillary Clinton and her instincts. When confronted with a serious domestic political scandal, she blames the Russians, blames the Chinese, etc., said Assange. What if she does that while in government? It could lead to big problems, he says. She needs to be more accountable, he says. And I believe he's going to make her more accountable. On the hotline, Steve checking in Lansing. Steve, welcome aboard.
Good morning. The other part that you're not saying anything about is her reactive rhetoric. You know, Trump wants to renegotiate NAFTA and some of this other stuff. She's only recently come to the table and said this needs to be done. You listen to what Trump says and then follow it a day, 2 days later, And the hot-button issues, she is finally starting to talk about because she has to, not because she wants to.
That's right. And you, let's look at some other things, though, some other mistakes she's made. Debbie Wasserman Schultz removed for corruption at the highest levels of the Democratic National Committee, immediately hired by Hillary Clinton. Now, why do you think that is? I'll tell you why. Because she's dirty, and she has secrets on Hillary, and the best way place to keep a Debbie is somewhere in the corner patting her on the head and giving her bonbons. Because we don't want her using her mouth to do anything else.
Or, in essence, they know where the bodies are buried.
She absolutely does. Hell, she buried some of them with explicit instructions from the boss.
Yes.
From the crime boss, Hillary Clinton herself. Steve, thanks for checking in. Greatly appreciate it. Coming up here on the program today, don't even think I'd mentioned any of this yet. Todd Wood up next. Todd will be a good conversation. We'll have good fun with Todd Wood. Find out what's really going on at the convention from eye level. Attorney General Bill Schuette will be here talking about what went on at the Republican National Convention. I spent some time talking to him in Cleveland last week. He'll join us on the program. I spent time having dinner with former Congressman Pete Hoekstra from the 2nd Congressional District. He was there for 18 years. We'll have some time visiting with him over not only what's going on, but about national security and where we are going forward. Plus, Julie Gundlach will be here. She hasn't been around in a while. You know, she's really one of those very reluctant supporters of Donald Trump. Not a fan. And I'm not a fan. I'm a guy who sees, you know, you have no alternative here. There are some things that Trump says that I like. The problem is, will he actually follow through? That'd be my biggest concern. My biggest concern with Donald Trump, of course, is that he will use executive action and executive orders in a way that would make Barack Obama blush and destroy the Constitution. That's my biggest single concern. And then Lance Lemons will be here to talk about faith in America. He's from the Faith and Freedom Coalition. We're going to talk about faith in America, where we are today. It's the Steve Gruber Show, stevegruber.com, 888-900-9966. We'll be right back.